This is Ron Moss Ministries. I wanted to start out today by reading the dictionary meaning of conspiracy theory. A theory that rejects the standard explanation or an event and instead credits a covert group or organization with carrying out a secret plot. A belief that a particular unexplained event was caused by such a covert group. The idea that many important political events or economic and social trends are the products of deceptive plots that are largely unknown to the general public. I can go as far back as when John F. Kennedy was killed, when Dr. King was killed, when conspiracy theories were out there. They've been around for centuries and for years. And even coming on up to everything that has happened in the United States of America, there's always been a theory that somebody conspired covertly to make it happen. The problem with conspiracy theories is that most of them are never proven to be factual. Most of them, I want to say that again, are never proven to be a state of fact. Now, I'm one of those people who are very open-minded, and I am good about listening to anything that you bring to me. You know, whatever you send to me, whatever you email to me, I'm very open about looking at it. But my next question in my brain is, where's the facts that back this up? Because I refuse to believe that all America is covert. I refuse to believe that there are not a majority of decent, moral, honest people living on this planet. Or let me say it this way. I just refuse to believe that everybody on the planet is covert. That we're all walking around here with a conspiracy about a theory about what somebody has said. And so let's fast forward to what's going on right now. Ever since this pandemic has started, for wherever it started, Wuhan, China, wherever it happened, there's been conspiracy theories ever since its inception. Now, what's scary about people that start to buy in to conspiracy theories is that you forget about the fact that you're not using your God-given brainstem and your gut and the ability to do your own research to back up the conspiracy. What has happened with you is that you've gotten an email or a video, whether it's somebody, and you know, whether it's somebody that just decided to talk about it, that they sat at home long enough, or they got with the right people, and they got a video, and they put it together, because you know there's many ways to get paid in America. They put a video together, they made it look professional, or they made it look like somebody that was on crack or whatever just came out and said this, and all of a sudden you listen to it, and it's like, wow, that's it, man, that's believable. And you don't take the God-given talent that you have to say, hey, it sounds good, it sounds like it could be credible, but where's the facts? How can I back up, or where can I go to back up this statement or statements or theories that this person is saying? There's one out there now as it relates to COVID-19. You know, we start seeing people sending bottles that this been around forever, don't understand the definition of the virus name and understand the different terminologies of the virus. There's someone who, somebody sent me something where Sylvia Brown had predicted this, and you know, and people don't understand how it easy is. I can make a prediction today, a general prediction, that something is going to happen 10 years from now, a general prediction because of the way the climate and everything else is happening, there's a good chance. That's why you have people that are able to tell you the weather for weeks at a time. And at least 80 to 90% of the time, they're on point. 10% of the time, they're off point because they've done research. They've studied. They've done the things necessary to give you pretty much a close to accurate account of what possibly could happen in the near future or the next few days. And a basis of educated facts, a basis of studying and seeing. But when somebody comes and says that, you know, that the government or Bill Gates and other high powered individuals are conspiring to kill all of us, you know, why didn't they do it 20 years ago? I mean, Bill Gates has been rich for a long time. You know, there is now 200 generals or there's now the deep state and all of a sudden now, and it took this pandemic for all this to come out, that now there's a conspiracy for blacks and whites to be separate. We've been separate forever. You know, we've had points in life where it looked like we were going to come together and really take this world to the level it needs to be at. But unfortunately, when you have leadership that says the wrong things, you know, I don't know if Donald Trump is a racist or not. I don't know that. I just know that some things that come out of his mouth are wrong. Some things that come out of his mouth stir up some negativity in our country. Some of the statements that he make bring some negativity to our country. I'm not trying to define who he is because I don't know him like that. I just know what he says and what I have a problem with, what some of the things that come out of his mouth. Just like I'm sure some people may have a problem with the things that come out of my mouth, you know, but what I have done is studied who Donald Trump is. So I understand where his attitude and aptitude comes from. I just didn't go by what the media said or what the news says. I did as much background research as I could find on Donald Trump. And so I understand his behavior more. So it doesn't upset me. It doesn't make me mad. If you are now at a place where you're beginning to believe, like most of us are now, you know, some of us believe that it's a Democratic and Republican virus, that the Democrats have made up this virus so Donald Trump won't win. Now, if that's not the stupidest thing that I've ever heard in my life, and I don't know, but that's another theory that's out there. There's a theory that if you take a blow dryer, cut it on low, put it up against your nostrils, you can kill the pandemic. You can kill the virus. It'll go away. That's another kind of, you know, real off base comment that is not based on a state of facts. So here we are now, where the government says, and I've said this before, said it's okay. Let's reopen America. I agree that we need to start the process of reopening, but there's a way that you have to do it. For the sake of life, you need to make some things mandatory. You make it mandatory for us to have a driver's license to drive. You even make it mandatory that we got to pay taxes. You make it mandatory that if we don't pay property tax, we can lose our house. You make it mandatory if we don't make a car payment, if we get a loan, we got to pay the loan back. There's consequences if we don't. But it would appear that all of a sudden now we don't want to mess up people's constitutional rights when you've been infringing on those rights since the dawn of time, mostly with people that look like me. So to say now that you don't want to do that and say now that the Constitution matters and we're not going to make people wear masks, we're not going to make people do this, well, you make people already do a whole lot of things. You make people wear seat belts. If you don't, you can get a ticket. I mean, there's a list of things that the government has put in play in state and local to say, and nationally, that if you don't do this, there are certain things that can happen to you. But I guess what I'm trying to say is before you believe everything you see and everything you hear, you know, do your own research. Stop letting people think that you're that easy. I used to have a problem, and I can say this. I don't really care who gets mad at me. I used to have a problem when I would sit in church sometime at church when I used to travel. And there were some things that were preached or some things that were said that weren't right. But to me, the person preaching was counting on the congregation to be naive enough that they wouldn't go back and read the Bible for themselves. That they would just listen to that person at the pulpit, and whatever they said was law. And didn't understand that there needed to be a conviction from you, that you needed to feel that it was true. And you felt that way by your own studying to show yourself approved. You felt good about it once you read it. You got confirmation. You got conviction. You felt better. You felt inspired. You felt like, okay, now I feel better about it. You ever heard anything and you had a funny feeling? You know, you like, I don't know. That means research. Oh, I'm not sure. That means research. Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear about that. That means check it out yourself. Let's stop being that easy to believe everything that come our way. I'm having a hard time, and I keep saying this over and over again. I just have a hard time. Let's just say hypothetically there's 400 people that work at the CDC. I know it's more than that. So what you're telling me to believe, this conspiracy theory, you're telling me to believe that all 400 and umpteen people are conspiring to make this virus not true. Let's say all the thousands of people that work for the government. So you're saying that there's not an honest person or that would be a whistleblower and say, hey, y'all, this is all made up. None of this is true. That everybody, you mean to tell me that Bill Gates and all this money, what would it do to kill all of us? He just going to be on a planet by himself with a few other millionaires? And what would they do? Their livelihood is based off of you and me. Their livelihood is based off of you and me being ignorant, poor, and not wanting to grow. That's what most people who are rich, who moral aptitude and code is not where it needs to be, count on you being ignorant and naive. They count on you not wanting to study and understand what really is going on. And at the core of what's really going on is that still in America, all of us have a chance to be better and do better. Still in America, there are good doctors, there are good nurses, there are good attorneys, and all of these people got moral character. There's people in politics that are good moral people with good character who love Christ, who love the Lord. There are people that are working on your behalf every day. Right now, you don't even know it, but somebody's praying for you. Don't let somebody get you that caught up that easily to believe that this world is as corrupt as you think it is. Because I think that at the end of the day, and I've heard this so many times, maybe you got to put this back in your vocabulary. Even if you believe all this is happening, even if you don't want to, even if you want to convince yourself that you don't have time to do your own research, or you don't want to spend the time, because social media says, hey, if you can go in there and look at Facebook, if you can go in there and chit chat on Twitter and Instagram, then why can't you take some time and do some research on something more important or could be just that much more important about your life and your children's life and your children's children's life and what's going to happen in the future? But even if you don't have time to do all of that, let me give you something that you can live with. Put this in your vocabulary if you're a believer, but God. I still believe that he still has all power. Romans 12:2 says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I still believe that he's a mind regulator. I'm just still stupid enough and crazy enough to believe that the God I serve still has all power. And he won't let us go that easily. He won't let people conspire on us that easily. He won't allow people to convert us that easily. But God. May heaven continue to smile upon you. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Peace.